Hello, and welcome to Magic Matters with Denny and
Erica.
We are so glad you are here. This is a brand new podcast, and we are literally welcoming you into the room with us to pull up a virtual chair and have a seat.
And grab a drink, water, a soda, whatever makes you happy, because we're here to have a good time.
Yeah, we are. And we're here in this safe space to talk about all things Disney. So bring your Disney fandom and let your fandom flag fly, because we certainly will be. Erica, if people would like to follow Magic Matters podcast on social, where can they find us?
Right now, you can find us on Instagram at Magic Matters Pod, where we will be posting fun little clips from our podcast, mm-hmm. from what we say, but also sharing any Disney news that is breaking that we can't, yeah. Run to film. And it'll just be a great way to keep up with us and what's happening with this podcast. We might ask you guys for some suggestions. Find us on Instagram there at Magic Matters Pod.
Yeah, and you can find the link to that down in the description box. We would absolutely love to have you follow along on all the fun over there.
Yay! We have many thoughts, many feelings.
Yes, and Erica made us official cards.
Yes,
for the podcast, so we are so prepared.
They will get better. I'll get better pens and markers to write out our things. But to keep us on track, I was like, we need little note cards so we know exactly Absolutely. What we want to talk about.
All right, let's get our cards out. It's time for the cards. What's the first topic you'd like us to talk about?
Our first topic that we're going to talk about is, how did we get here? How did we get to Central Florida? What brought us here? Mm-hmm. How'd you get here, Denny?
Oh, Erica, it's a good question. Really and truly, it was just through being a Disney World fan. My hubby and I were on vacation down here in 2012. And we got to having a conversation with a cast member who had made a similar move. We lived in Maryland at the time. And we just no longer wanted to go home. We wanted this to be home. Y'all know it. You're waiting for the airport shuttle to take you back to MCO. And it's that, oh, I have to leave this place that I love so much. And we just kind of started putting things into place, and our kids said, yeah, we're in it. and so we moved. It took us about a year from thought to it actually happening, because there's so many, we had a house to sell, we had so many different things to kind of put into place. Jobs
yeah.
are a good thing. It has been an adventure, and I can't believe it's over 10 years now. But how did you get here to Central Florida?
Well, I got here because I lived only 3 hours away down in mm-hmm. South Florida. And ever since I was a kid, I knew I wanted to live by Disney World. I'd always tell my mom, when I grow up, I'm going to live next to Disney World. And the opportunity came when it was time to finish my degree. And I knew I wanted to come to UCF, and so did my wife at the time. We were just dating, but we decided to make that decision to come to UCF together and move to Orlando. And the other big factor, of course, was Disney. We were studying hospitality management, so there's no better place to do that since Disney's right around the corner when we're talking about jobs.
Perfect.
And there's so much hospitality, opportunity in Central Florida because there's so much tourism here. It's how our state really operates. And it was just a great opportunity. But I always knew I wanted to be close to my happy place.
Yep.
It was to the point that when I was in college, my first 2 years in South Florida, I was driving up here once a month with my best friend. And we would spend at least 2 days in the parks, and then driving 3 hours back, I would cry every time because I didn't want to leave. But eventually I made that dream a reality, mm-hmm. and we're still here, still kicking it, still loving Disney and loving all the theme parks. I go to all the theme parks, not just Disney, but it was one of the best moves of my life. And now we have a whole life up here with three cats.
Oh, three cats. That's just wonderful. Yeah. It is something, looking back, that I go, man, that took a lot to do. But I'm so glad that we did it. And probably for you too. Any big chapter you have coming up in your life, you just go, okay, you know. But mm-hmm. I'm so glad that we did it. I've had questions before where people want advice on how to do that. And it's going to be different for anybody and everybody. So, but I can say I've not regretted it.
No, not at all. I mean, like you said, it was such a big jump. Like, we're, what, 20-something, leaving the place that we grew up in, having to say bye to our families. Even though it was only 3 hours away, you know, when you have Hispanic parents, it's like a world away for them. And so it was a lot, but so worth it. I don't regret it at all. My other question regarding this was, what has become your favorite thing about the area that's not Disney?
Ooh.
Because that's something important, too, because Orlando isn't just Walt Disney World.
No, it isn't. I enjoy all the different areas that I constantly am finding. Orlando, the Central Florida area, mm-hmm. just like any other metropolitan area, has different pockets and neighborhoods. And depending on where you are in your life, certain neighborhoods can become something that you really kind of cling on to, and it becomes your favorite, and maybe it's got a favorite coffee shop. So you and I, over on your YouTube channel, yes. you and I went to Winter Garden recently.
Yes.
And we reviewed Harold's. Is yes. it Harold's?
Harold's, yes. Yeah.
Harold's hot dog, you know, stand, emporium, whatever. And it was the first time I had been to Plant Street in Winter Garden in quite a while. And I just fell in love with it all over again. I went up there just myself last weekend and had lunch at Rosalie French Cafe. If you love all things French Cafe, please go to Rosalie in Winter Garden. Had this amazing salad and then brought home food for the opening ceremony of the Ooh. Olympics, because the Olympics are in Paris. And so Brian and I had this spread of French food, and it was just delightful. But I loved meandering in and out of the shops. I loved it that day when you and I visited, mm-hmm. but then going back, it just I loved it anymore. So right now, Plant Street and Winter Garden is a favorite, but I also just love being this close to Orlando.
Yeah.
What about you?
It's really nice. For me, one of the things is there are so many different unique food spots within Central Florida. So that is already a win. But just like you, I love Winter Garden. But recently we ventured out to Claremont, to like downtown Claremont. Mm-hmm. And we fell in love with that area. There's a cute awesome. Little brewery. There's so many cute little shops. There's a little like 90s themed soda shop as well. Oh, really wow. cute. They had Taylor Swift like merch in there, like handmade merch. And it's just really cute. And exploring all these little places, it's just so much fun to find them. Like, going to Winter Park is another mm-hmm. one that we have been to before. It's a place I want to take you. I want to go to Ethos with you. Vegan restaurant.
Yep, it's
full
been a
vegan
while.
Restaurant.
Uh-huh.
But there's just so many fun little pockets here in Central yeah. Florida. But I will have to say, right now, I find myself going to Celebration a lot. Because they opened that whole new little area yep. where you have the Celebration Brewing Co., Fatburger, mm-hmm. Slim Chickens, the new Celebration Pure Bar, which I've been
yes.
going to. Jeff's Bagel Run. It really is like mm-hmm. developing into something that if I even want to spend like 40 minutes of my day, like I'll just mm-hmm. hop over there
yeah.
and have a good time.
Yeah.
So I find myself there a lot. But
good
unique food spots and cute little pockets in Orlando mm-hmm. is one of the favorite things I've found since living here.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
It's perfect. But with that, I think it's time for our next little topic. You want to introduce it?
Yes. I think we're going to talk about our top 5 Disney favorites.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Erica, ready?
Yes.
Let me sit up straight here because I'm interviewing here.
Okay.
Erica, what is your favorite Disney park?
Well, Epcot, of course. I love Epcot.
Yeah.
I was that kid that loved Epcot, and everyone's like, there's nothing to do here. I'm like, lies.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I had two parents obsessed with history and culture, so Epcot was our thing, okay? And my mom loves food, and she loves wine, so Epcot was the go-to. at every vacation. And I loved the entertainment at Epcot ever since I was a kid. I don't know if some of you guys remember early 2000s where they had that double-decker bus come out to Open World Showcase. And all the characters would come off and they would interact with the guests. And it was a like grand way of opening World Showcase because World Showcase used to open separately from like Future World back then. And that was something I loved. And I loved the parade. And Illuminations was my favorite fireworks show. So, hands down, since I was a kid, Epcot. Always. What about you?
I agree. I'm right there. You know me. It's Epcot. It's Epcot all the way. I have the blessing of being here opening month of Epcot. And so my dad had a conference in Orlando. We stayed at the Sheraton in Orlando. It was referred to as the Sheraton Twin Towers at the time. It is no longer with us. It is now part of Universal's Endless Summer Resort. But we stayed up there, and we and when the conference was done, we headed on down to Walt Disney World, which was at the time only those two parks. And my dad is a big kid. So if Disney had a new park, his family was going to be there ASAP and experiencing it. And I had the great pleasure of being back in the parks with my parents for the first time in a really long time, about 4 years ago. And Dad pointed to the spot on the ground there right in front of Spaceship Earth, and he said, "This is the spot that you threw a fit because you had to have a t-shirt. You couldn't leave without a t-shirt." And I said, "Wait, what? I totally don't remember that." And he said, "Yeah, you wanted a t-shirt to be able to prove to your friends that you were here. And you weren't going to leave without it." And Dad tried to talk me. "Well, you just can tell them and you can show them pictures." No. He said, "So we had to go in that store and get you a t-shirt." And he pointed to Gateway Gifts, which is still there in all of its 80s gloriousness. And so the fact that I threw a holy fit in 1982... in that spot and walked into that store. Like, that store is very, it's even more special to me now because that's where they we went in and got a t-shirt. I remember the robots walking into Communicore and seeing all, you know, the robot talking to me and how cool it all was. And it's so funny, Erica, because so many guests walk the World Showcase and never stop and walk into the pavilion. Like, you could walk by the Morocco Pavilion and think, "Oh, pretty. Like, I'm just, this is all I'm supposed to do with it." But no, they've created it so that we as guests get to go and explore and interact with it and at least have a touchstone moment, you know, just a moment where we get to go, "Oh, this is what that country is like," just by exploring it. But so many don't ever, they just, it's like we're on a little hamster wheel, right?
Yeah.
And we think we just got to stick to the World Showcase walkway. No, stop and leave it. And when that happened, that's, it just, I love it even more. So Epcot, all that long story to say Epcot.
Epcot for both of us. Now let me ask you.
Yes.
What is your favorite resort at Walt Disney World?
This is tough. I answered this in an article recently that I wrote. This is a very, very tough one. If money was no object and we had it to spend, it'd be Riviera. Okay. I love the Riviera Resort. It is completely my aesthetic. It is slightly European and slightly fancy, but still approachable. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. If it's my own money, it is Coronado because I still get that fancy elevated feeling while not spending fancy elevated money. Yes. What about you?
So mine is really based on nostalgia, but okay. I stand by it because if I did have the money, I would stay there all the time. But thankfully, we are a DVC family, so it wouldn't be a problem here. The Boardwalk. I grew up going to the Boardwalk, and I just love how close Epcot is. And also, you're just either, you know, a walk or a boat ride away from going to Hollywood Studios. And when you look at the base of the boardwalk and you're just looking at the boardwalk itself, you might be like, oh, well, it's lacking like an abundance of food options. But if you like open your horizon, you look across and you have Yacht and Beach Club. Yep. And then you also have Swan and Dolphin. Like, there are plenty of options and opportunities to explore food and amenities and all that fun stuff. And the nightlife is so fun. Mm-hmm. The boardwalk, they have, like, live performers out there. Also, if you're old enough, Jelly Rolls, Atlantic City Dance Hall, it's fun. I always have loved it ever since I was a kid. And now as an adult, I appreciate it way more that I can actually, like, spend late nights out there, even though we all know I'm in bed by, like, 10 p.m., but I just think the boardwalk really has become a staple for me throughout my whole life. If I had to do, you know, my version of your Coronado, it is Port Orleans, either Riverside or French Quarter. I don't mind, but I love both.
Yeah.
And I just think that they're such like beautiful resorts, very well done. So that would be like my second option.
I agree with you on Port Orleans. You can't go wrong with either
one. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Erica, this is a very difficult question here, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Disney snack?
So this is a very hard question, but I was able to write down an answer, and I know you haven't tried it yet. Right now, when I find myself wanting like a sweet treat, and I apologize, it's not quintessential Disney. I apologize.
That's okay.
Right now, honestly, the past few months, the vegan snickerdoodle cookie over at Summer House on the Lake has been one of my favorite things. I will grab that cookie, throw it in my bag, and go to the movie theater. And that will be my snack, and I'll enjoy it throughout the whole movie. It has become one of my favorite cookies on property. Mm-hmm. I know everyone loves their Gideon's, but Gideon's does not have a vegan or dairy-free option for me, so I can't enjoy it. But I do love that cookie. If I had to pick like an iconic Disney classic, I would say right now, because we're in summer, Dole Whip is like my go-to right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
How about you?
For me, just hearkening back to what you said with the cookie bar, that's my hubby Brian's favorite thing to do too. He wanted to go see a movie the other night. And he's looking at his phone. He says, so do you think that the cookie bar goes by the same operating hours as Summer House? I said, why? he said, oh, no reason. He had a 10 o'clock movie he was going to see. So he's trying to plan out his cookie bar stop before he heads into the theater. Okay. And so So he did that, and I asked for him to bring a cookie home to me because I wasn't going to go this movie. The lemon cookie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That is very Denny of you, a lemon cookie.
I love that cookie. but for me, as far as Disney snacks are concerned, I love them. I'm an equal opportunity snacker. Mm-hmm. I have so many that I really enjoy, but when it comes down to, I just need something just perfectly comforting, either in the magic of the Magic Kingdom or the fun of Hollywood Studios, I am going for a hot fudge sundae. So okay. I'm going to the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor, or I'm going to Hollywood Scoops right down by the Tower of Terror. And I'm getting mint chocolate chip ice cream and as much hot fudge as you can give me.
I love that for you. And fun fact, those locations, both of them, they have dairy-free options as well.
Yay.
So everyone can partake in the fun at those locations. All right. Are you ready for this one here, my friend?
Ready.
This is another hard one for you.
Mm.
Favorite Disney restaurant at this very moment?
Okay. Believe it or not, it's not too hard for me.
Okay.
I know.
Share with the class.
I know. I'm going to Coronado Springs Resort. I'm going to the 16th floor of the Grand Destino Tower, and I'm eating at Toledo.
Okay.
Toledo is my current favorite. It's been my favorite, in fact, for about a year and a half, 2 years almost. It is a deluxe signature adjacent experience without those prices. I can get their filet for $38. I'm going to pay $49 at the Brown Derby in Hollywood Studios. And I love that filet at the Brown Derby, don't get me wrong. But There's just something about Toledo. The view, the team is amazing. Those cast members are phenomenal. Get a cafe bonbon. End off your meal with that amazing Spanish coffee. Get the Spaniard charcuterie plate for two, please. It's worth every penny. And just savor the experience. You will love it. The environment's gorgeous too. So what about you? Your favorite Disney restaurant?
So this, you know, my favorite restaurant, I don't think is probably on the top of many people's lists.
Okay.
But I will say, Boat Rides over at Riverside is one of my favorites right now. For the past year and a half, it's kind of been our go-to. Like, my wife's parents have come to visit, and we're like, let's go to Boat Rides. If there's, like, we're celebrating something, let's go to Boat Rides.
Wow.
And the staff has always been fantastic at Boat Rides. Mm-hmm. Their plant-based option is a huge portion, so we get to share our food.
What is it?
It's the red beans and rice with the sausage. It's so good.
Okay.
And again, perfect sharing size. They also have the best allergy-friendly cornbread I've ever had in my life.
Okay. Really?
It's so good. And the butter they pair it with, I don't know what butter they're using mm-hmm. for their dairy-free butter, mm-hmm. but it's really good. And the dessert, it is... I forgot what type of exact pie it is, but it comes with a little, like, raspberry ice cream on top.
Oh.
And it's this cute little personal size mm-hmm. pie. I think it's apple. No, peach. Peach cobbler. It's a peach cobbler.
Okay.
Duh. Obviously. Southern food. It's a peach cobbler with that raspberry ice cream on top. And it is my favorite dessert I've had on property at a restaurant. And I love it. It's affordable and it's easy to get to. It's an easy reservation. It's not hard to get. And for me, it's comfort food.
Wow.
So it makes me very happy. So I love going to Boat Rides. I know it's not everyone's like top tier thing, but I love it.
Okay. I did not see you going there. So I love that was a surprise. That's awesome. Just recently went to Boat Rights, so that's great. Yeah, I agree. The team is fantastic over there.
They're so nice.
Very, very sweet and good options. So, Erica, what's your favorite Disney holiday?
You know, right now I'm really into the spooky season, but I do have to say at Disney, the Christmas time. There is nothing like Christmas at Disney. There is nothing like the holidays at Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Their decor, for me, is my favorite. But I love spending my time at Epcot during the holidays. Yeah. Festival of the Holidays is one of my favorite festivals. And I just think the parks look so beautiful during that time of year. Animal Kingdom included, the menagerie, it's beautiful. Like, I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to say Christmas time, holiday time.
Yeah, no,
that's my favorite.
Me too. The holidays are my favorite. Specifically, yes, I love all the vintage vibe that Hollywood Studios brings. That's definitely my aesthetic. But really, when I think of Christmas at Disney, I go, Festival of the Holidays. Mm-hmm. It is that background music loop.
Yes.
It is, it's the holiday cookie stroll.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Christmas without a cookie
or
five. And it's the holiday storytellers.
Yep.
I think they bring such a needed layer to Epcot festivals. I think we miss out on that, really, on Flower and Garden and Food and Wine Festival right now. Because, I mean, we used to have those elements in all those workshops,
mm-hmm.
in meeting the celebrities that they would bring in, and they don't do that anymore, and it's sorely missed. So any extra connection that we get to have that brings just a layer to the learning in Epcot, because Epcot is about, you know, edutainment, it just is. Give us that learning moment. I can sit and listen to Père Noël in France until the cows come home.
Oh,
so
yes, great. Me with the Hanukkah storyteller.
Oh,
with my little black and white cookie and listening to the story of Hanukkah. I love it. It's just, It's beautiful. It is. And that Christmas tree. Beautiful.
And it's not sweltering.
Exactly.
So you can feel really comfortable and a little cool
because
even.
Because in just a few weeks, we'll be at Food and Wine. And we'll be eating food.
Sweating.
Covered. Drenched in sweat.
Dripping in sweat.
Yes. So that is. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, on to our next little topic here. Something very exciting is happening in about a week. We have D23, and I just wanted to run through really quickly our hopes and dreams of D23. Like, what do we want to hear? What do you want to hear?
Oh, gosh. Erica, I would just love to hear something that's actually going to happen. I mean, come on. We've got the, hey, we're just blue skying things. Mm-hmm. What about that area beyond Frontierland? What about the area that's Dinoland now in Animal Kingdom? Like, no, just give us something solid. Yeah. Like, we are bringing, you know, Indiana Jones in place of dinosaur. Like, that is a done deal and that is happening. Or we are retheming this area. Here's what it's going to look like. I know that artist renderings change. Like, I know. Yeah. We know that. But please give us something solid, because I think what we've gotten the past few times is more like, hey, this could happen, or something's being announced on stage that's already happened, or it's really not as big a deal as everyone on the stage wants us to think it is. That's kind of where I just want something like, it's coming. Because Universal right now is bringing it.
Yes.
They're bringing it.
We walked into the Epic Universe Preview Center the other day, and I said, oh, I don't know how Disney's going to come back from this. Because just looking at the Preview Center, it really shows how much thought and they put into it and how innovative it's going to be, you know. And people used to look at Disney as the most innovative, right? The most immersive.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we're there. For me, I want some solid answers on some things, but I'm asking for something so simple.
Okay.
So simple. A nighttime parade at Magic Kingdom.
Oh,
for the I've been saying this for years. I've said it everywhere for years. I remember watching D23 while I was working at SeaWorld, and we were all sitting there around a little phone hoping for a parade announcement, and there was nothing. So all I'm asking for another year, back at this, I would love to hear about a nighttime parade.
Yeah.
That, and I want to know for real what's behind Thunder Mountain.
Right.
And what's coming to Dinoland. Like, I think we deserve that. And I wrote down one food thing that I have a hope for. All the Pecos Bill fans are going to come for me. I would love to see Tiana's, like, little food place show up there. So she's right next to her ride. We get some good food. Because, you know, Magic Kingdom needs to elevate the food game. But honestly, anything that is more exciting than what they've been dropping. Because they've been dropping so much news. Especially with Cruise Line recently. It's been thing after thing after thing.
Yep.
And I'm like, give something to Walt Disney World. We need something. And people can say, oh, well, Epcot just finished. Yeah. Beautiful garden. Okay, a nice meet and greet in our cute little hallway. But that is nothing compared to what we're about to see at Epic Universe. And I want an announcement that matches maybe a little bit closer to what they're doing at Epic Universe.
The two elements you just said as far as the nighttime parade is concerned, and then Tiana-esque Pecos Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, both of those I agree with completely. The fact that Walt Disney World, the vacation kingdom of the world, doesn't have a nighttime parade is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, what are we even doing?
Right.
Like, let's have a nighttime parade. Number one. Number two, I know we don't want everything to be duplicated between Disneyland and Walt Disney World, but a little bit of Tiana's Palace won't be a bad thing in Frontierland.
Or just, you know, how Tiana's Foods is on everything.
Yes.
Play into that and make it that. Because we don't have to copy and paste what Disneyland has, but make it tie into that storyline that you've created for the attraction.
Right. I love what they have in Disneyland. I love it. It's sweet. It's simple. It's Very beautifully themed. And they have a walk around Tiana in her gorgeous 1920s coat. Yep. I mean, she's stunning. I would love just a fragment of that here, I think, would be a good thing.
I'm with you on that. And so hopefully we will be sitting here again soon to talk about what does happen at D23. Yep. But for now, I'd want to ask whoever's listening, watching, to also tell us in the comments what your top five Disney favorites are. Just like how we talked about ours, we would love to know yours as well, so we can, you know, comment along and see if we've got similar answers or very different answers. Because the beautiful thing about Disney fans, we all love different things.
Absolutely.
So I want to know what your favorite things are, because I think we'll get a kick out of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that's park, restaurant, resort, snack, and holiday. What's your favorite holiday to spend at Disney is? So those are the top five. So let us know that down in the comments, okay? We are so glad that you stopped by today. It was awesome getting to have this conversation. Yes. That's what Magic Matters is all about. It's going to be a comfy couch here with you, and it's going to be just a little quick conversation, a little touch base, and a little sharing of the magic, just in case you need a little magic in your own life. If you would like to follow Erica and I on social or on our individual YouTube channels, all of those links are down in the description box. We will just click on those. You'll find us. You can find me at Denny_Sunderly. And Erica, where can they find
you? You can find me over at Healthy Dose of Disney. Healthy Dose of Disney on every platform. That is who I am. So you can hang out with us there individually. But, you know, we do a lot of stuff together on each other's channels also. But we come here together to create that magic.
That's right.
That matters.
That's amen. Amen. We hope that you have a great week. Thanks so much for stopping by. And remember, magic matters.